Hey guys, welcome to Fun After 40 with Datia. How about some Stevie Wonder? Did you know that Stevie Wonder's birth name is Stevelyn Hardaway Morris? Recording this episode, I learned something new and I'm sharing it with you. I love music and Stevie loves music. I love all types of music, and Stevie once said on an interview,
I love all kind of music.
Stevie Wonder is a talented musician who can write, sing, and play instruments. He was asked during an interview, does writing come to him suddenly or do he have to sit and think about it? And like myself, Stevie Wonder said it has to be an inspiration or a certain event or meeting certain people.
And how does the song come to you? Do you have to sit down to write it and intend to write it, or can it come to you suddenly when you're not expecting it?
It's all a matter of inspiration, which I guess the day, whatever happens to me within a particular day, mm-hmm. encourages me to write. Or a certain person or certain people that I meet.
Did you know having a conversation with one person for a few minutes can lead to you writing an entire book? Did you know that one thought or one memory can lead to you writing a book? Stevie Wonder once wrote a song titled, You Will Know, a song that I listened to often after watching the passing of my father. In that moment, I didn't know. I was trying to figure out what was really going on in my life and why I've had so many different experiences. Many of Stevie Wonder's songs encourage me and enable my mind to express my thoughts, experiences, and knowledge in the format of a book.
Problems have solutions. Trust.
life has reasons, meaning everyone's life has a purpose. You were born and created with a purpose. And life experiences, at times, we can't control, but we are made to deal with them. And there are things that can hinder us and mentally paralyze us to believe that our life doesn't have a purpose or our life is cursed. And it can be learned behaviors. When we go through experiences in life, we automatically think the worst because of different superstitions that have been taught from generation to generation.
Thank you.
Superstition can be the roadblock to your success. Stevie Wonder said, superstition is not the way. Your life has reasons. Your life has a purpose. And when in doubt, Stevie want you to
have a talk with God. Therapy for her has left the problems of today. Lead them to conclude that for them life is not the way. But every problem has an answer, and if yours you cannot find, you should talk it over to him. He'll give you peace of mind. When you feel your life's too hard, just go have a talk with God. Many of us feel we walk alone without a friend, never communicating with one who lives within, forgetting all about the one who never ever let you down. And you can talk to him anytime, he's always around. When you feel your life's too hard, just go have a talk with God. Problems of all men, women, little boys and girls. When you feel your life's too hard, just go have a talk with God. When you feel your life's too hard, just go have a talk with God. Your load's too much to bear, just go talk to God, he cares. When you feel your life's too hard, just go have a talk with God.
After that talk with God, you get up, you take a deep breath, and you enjoy your life. I am a heavy-hearted writer because I've had heavy-hearted experiences. However, I also write children's books. I also write inspirational books. And I created this Fun After 40 podcast for us to have a great time. Fun After 40 is not just a brand. It's a lifestyle filled with love.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate covered candy hearts to give away. No first of spring. No song to sing. In fact, here's just
much I care.
I just call to
the bottom of my heart.
No summer's high, no warm July, no harvest moon to light one tender August night. No
your seat and enjoy this podcast party with Stevie Wonder. Good music bring back good memories. Get about your seat for this one, because we're gonna party with Stevie.
Can you feel my back? Can you feel the tough? Think about you, baby.
brought me back down to this cold world. A female Shakespeare of your time, with looks to blow Picasso's mind. You were the best. Your body moved with grace and song, like symphonies by Bach or Brahms. Never the less. Oh, you were running in your rocket, you stopped at a half a mile from heaven. You dropped me back down to this cold world. Ooh, you took me running in your rocket, gave me a stop, but at a half a mile from heaven, you dropped me back down to this cold world.
Listening to music, you hear the circle of life. Marvin Gaye had a profound impact on Stevie Wonder, and Stevie Wonder has a profound impact on me. I have a nonprofit organization, Love is the Key Corporation, that provides services to children, engages with families, educate children, educate parents, have community events to help save the children, because love is in need of love today.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save our sweet world. Save our world.
Stevie Wonder's influencer, Marvin Gaye, said, "Save the children, save the world." And Stevie Wonder, in return, said, "The world needs love."
Good morning, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster. Could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain. It's that love in need of love today. Don't delay, send yours in right away.
Hear me when I say, oh, that love in me.
What the world needs now is L-O-V-E love. We are in a spiritual warfare. It is not flesh against flesh. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against wickedness in high places." That's stated in the Bible. And the only way to fight wickedness in high places is with the being of the higher place. And that's God. God is love. And Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith." The spirit of love, the spirit of God is love. And the world that we're living in today and the things that we're experiencing comes from a lack of love that's getting suppressed by the wickedness of the world. People are losing sight of something as simple as a four-letter word. And not just saying the word, but actually demonstrating the word to other human beings. If we take one person and not only say I love you, but demonstrate your love, teach one person how to love. In order to show love, you have to be loved. A lot of people don't know how to love. We can save at least one person with saying three words. Three words. I love you. Did you just see how Stevie's inspiration kicked in? How I went totally on a different path with today's episode, but I'm gonna bring it back. I hope the message was received. I want you to continue your week not worrying about a thing.
Send me, Mama. You understand that?
No.
well, like, I don't understand how you can, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very fluent Spanish. Todo está bien chévere.
Bien chévere.
Chévere.
Bien chévere.
Is that right, mama? Yeah, because I got my shaking room with the little thing.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know how to handle it. Always reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it.
Learning is ageless and knowledge is powerful. Thank you, Stevie Wonder, for continuing to inspire me and others through your music and the love you express for humanity. Fun fact, my mother always reminds me that Stevie Wonder and I share the same zodiac sign. We are both Tauruses. And when I listen to Stevie Wonder's music and I talk about him, My mom always says, you're a genius like Stevie Wonder. My love for Stevie Wonder's music lies within the lyrics of his songs, which he writes. So my love for his music is the key to my love for him. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you love Stevie Wonder, I know you enjoy this episode. Thank you guys for listening to Fun After 14.